is it says here in James or Jacob chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man that endures temptation. There is a blessing. You will grow spiritually as you overcome, as you don't allow yourself to succumb to the flesh. For when he has been approved, he shall receive the crown of life, which Yahweh promised to them that love him. And that's what we want to do. We want to be an approved people. We want to overcome. We don't want to allow ourselves to be succumb to the ways of the flesh. Verse 13, he says, let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of Yahweh. For Yahweh cannot be tempted with evil, and he himself tempts no man. But this is what happens, as he explains in verse 14 and 15. But each man is tempted when he is drawn away by his own lust and enticed. Then the lust, when it has conceived, bears sin, and the sin, when it is full grown, brings forth death. And of course, we know that that agrees with what it shows us elsewhere in the Scriptures, that the wages of sin is death. Sin brings death, while obedience brings life. And of course, if we would look at a few passages in the law of Yahweh, in particular, if we go back to the book of Deuteronomy, as the law was given again prior to Israel entering the land, it says in Deuteronomy 5, verse 32 and 33, you shall observe to do, therefore, as Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you. You shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. In other words, don't go as the snake goes, back and forth, as Satan the adversary. You shall walk in all the way which Yahweh your Elohim has commanded you, that you may live. Walk in the way that Yahweh has commanded, and you will have life, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which Yahweh, the land which you shall possess. And of course, that points toward the kingdom that is to come. If we turn a page over to Deuteronomy 8, he emphasizes the same thing here concerning keeping the commandments of Almighty Yahweh. And of course, we can start here with verse 3. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, as we read that in Exodus 16, which you knew not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you to know that man does not live by bread only, by physical food, but by everything that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. That's where life comes from. Your raiment did not wear out on you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years. And you shall consider in your heart that as a man corrects his son, so Yahweh corrects you. And you shall keep the commandments of Yahweh your Elohim to walk in his ways and to fear him. Again, that spiritual walk is described there. If we forget Yahweh and walk in another way, ultimately we will perish. And that's what it describes in the remainder of this chapter. Verse 11, beware lest you forget Yahweh your Elohim in not keeping his commandments and his ordinances and his statutes, which I command you this day. And then he goes down here and shows ultimately that those who do forget will be destroyed. If we look in verse 18, but you shall remember Yahweh your Elohim, for it is he that gives you power to acquire wealth. And ultimately, as it shows here in verse 19, and it shall be, if you forget Yahweh your Elohim and walk after other Elohim. In other words, to leave off from worshiping Yahweh and to go another way and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. And so we have a choice of life. We have a choice of death. We can look in conclusion over here in Jeremiah chapter 6. As we consider what Almighty Yahweh spoke through the prophet Jeremiah. And of course, the prophet Jeremiah, as he prophesied to Judah prior to the captivity, the ministry which he had was one that is very similar to those who are preaching the truth in these end days. As he preached to a people who were ready to go in captivity, so we know that this message of truth must go out before the time of the end, so that the people would hear and believe and forsake the ways of sin. But it says here in Jeremiah 6, in verse 16, in this manner says Yahweh, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Are we doing that? We are trying to regain. We are not trying to have something new, but we are trying to regain the truth of Yahweh. Where is the good way? And walk in it, and you shall find rest for your souls. And of course, as it concludes here, But they said, we will not walk in it. And I set before you, saying, listen to the sound of the trumpet. And they said, we will not listen. Therefore, hear, you nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not listened to my words, and as for my law, they have rejected it. And of course, that kind of leads us up to where we'll be this next Thursday, Feast of Trumpets, as the sound of the trumpet will go forth. And of course, figuratively, that sound of the trumpet represents a cry from the heavens to repent, to be called back to Yahweh. But it should be our goal, again, that we would stand in the way and see and ask for the old paths, the good ways, and walk in them and find rest for our souls and ultimately find life. And that's what it's all about. So may Yahweh be with us, especially over the next few days, that we are prepared to meet with Almighty Yahweh on the Feast of Trumpets, and let us learn to walk as Yahshua walked in the way that Yahweh has laid before us. May Yahweh bless you.